So 100,000 people of Iranian descent or origin live in Toronto. Hamed Esmailian is one, a Toronto dentist. He also tragically lost family members, his wife and daughter, in the Ukraine Airlines flight that was shot down by the Iranian government. So we wanted to have a conversation with him about a protest he's organizing in part, the Freedom Rally for Iran. What needs to be said here? Do all the protests in Iran and about Iran feel different than some recent ones that were quelled and shut down pretty quickly? We discuss it with him on Toronto Today. Tell me what the rally is about specifically on Saturday for you, Hamed.
Yeah, when we saw about the situation in Iran, I mean, the Association of Families of Flight PS75, the victims, we decided to have a rally in solidarity with people in Iran about what they ask for. And lots of activists in the community, they came forward and they said, we're going to help you on that. So, and then we decided to do it globally, and we got a very positive response from Iranians all over the world. And now, so far, there are more than 80 cities that they would have a rally on Saturday.
I was mentioning it as we were reconnecting with you. Does this one feel different? Does this one feel like it could lead to something? People protested Ahmadinejad's election in 2009, but so much has happened on the planet in the last 13 years. Does this rally feel different?
It does, but it gets the same response like the past. This time, I think there's a lot of hope. All the time, there was a crackdown of the protests and killing people, and now it's happening again. But the new generation, I think, are a little different. They're very focused on their goals, and but the response is the same. They're just shooting at people in the streets. Like, yeah, more than 70 people got killed so far, unfortunately.
I've heard people say there aren't many other places in the Muslim world where we'd see what we're seeing right now, in that men are out there now with women. The women started the protest, and it was about the death of one woman, but men are out there now. I would make the point we didn't see this in Afghanistan. We often didn't see this in Iraq under Saddam Hussein's rule. So, yeah, are we seeing something different? Does Iran stand a little bit apart from other countries in this department?
You know, it's more like 120 years that Iran is, even more than that, is trying to get to democracy and freedom and justice, of course. And this is ongoing. And the Iranians, they have tried a lot to get to the point to be a free country. But unfortunately, like in the last 43 years, Islamic Republic of Iran has committed a lot of crimes, has limited Iranians so far that they're so angry. Iranians are very decent people, and but Islamic Republic of Iran took advantage of that, and thousands of people were suffered, like Flight 375 too, that we are part of it, but we are just like a part of this chain of crimes that they have committed in the last 43 years. And everybody is fed up now. Everybody wants justice. Everybody wants freedom. And this is like the whole nation is crying for that. And the problem is what we hear from people from Iran, that the Western countries and the governments, they don't admit that Iranian people, they want this change.
Hamed Esmailian is our guest. He's a dentist here in Toronto. He's partially organizing a rally, Freedom Rally for Iran. It's this Saturday, 1:30 in Richmond Hill at Yonge Street, from 16 to Major McKenzie, at the Richmond Hill Central Library. Last question I have for you has to deal with where it all goes. And I don't know what we can learn right now from Iran. I don't know how, beyond the rallies, beyond whatnot, we can show solidarity. You know, you yourself have been on a mission of justice, obviously, with the terrible personal tragedy you've suffered, that most of us can only listen to you. We can't relate to you. But I wonder if you look and say, this wave of protests should, you know, remind ourselves that we never should have coddled up to these governments. We never should have been making economic deals. We shouldn't be sending them $300 million worth of soybeans a year. Does it tell us any of that?
Oh, yeah, of course. I hear from Iranian people, they message me all the time, especially these days. And they what bothers them is that now there are rumors that the officials of Iran are leaving the country and coming to Canada, one of the main destinations, they say. And they bring money and they do money laundering here. And they say, why the relatives of the officials are here? Like, we talked about that, for example, the vice president of Iran, her son is here. The former head of police department in Tehran was here in Toronto. And like the Iran representative in ICAO had connections with Quds Force, a terrorist organization. But they should be expelled from this country. If we want, you know, any economic deal with Islamic Republic that affects the fate of Iranian people should be stopped. And they have to listen to the cry of the people for justice and freedom, I think.
It's great having you on again. Thank you very much, Ahmed, for joining our audience and sharing what you're going to do this weekend. I want to keep talking about Iran as much as I can. I know how important it is. Thanks very much for this time.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. That Freedom Rally is Saturday in Richmond Hill. And again, I don't think this strikes along political lines. This is a human rights issue. This is an equality issue. This is a men-woman issue. There's no doubt about it. This is a personal liberty and freedom issue as well. Saturday, 1:30 this weekend in Richmond Hill at Yonge Street by the Richmond Hill Central Library.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.